As the Reno Aces wrap up their season this year, I sit down with Emily Jansen, the team's general manager and only female GM in AAA baseball. In this conversation, Jansen breaks down what it means to be a female leader and gives some highlights of this season.
Can you tell me a little bit about what your operation looks like on a day-to-day?
Sure. Well, the best part about my job is that no 2 days are the same. I'm a jack of all trades, self-described, and it's really suited me well for this position. My mom was in town last week, and she said, wow, I think GM's the right title because you pretty much generally manage everything related to the business. And so I think that's the best way to explain it, from event experience to how the Aces show up in the media and how we contribute to the community, to the players on the field. That all falls under my role.
And so I want to note, you took this position as the only female GM in AAA baseball. What does that feel like?
So there hasn't been a female GM in almost 20 years. Thankfully, I'm not the first. What a tremendous opportunity for me, but not just for me specifically, but for all women. I think it's a responsibility that I do a great job in my role and for the people that I work with to shine the light for the next girl.
Mm-hmm. And so you came into this knowing it's a male-dominated industry. It's 2019 and we're still talking about these environments. Now that we're at the end of the season, what have you learned?
Regarding being a female in my role, I think about that day to day because of my responsibility to other girls, but I don't let that get in the way. And what that means to me is that I don't think about the fact that I'm female each day when I arrive at work. I've got a job to do. And I also don't let that stop me. I don't let any comment or perception of me or my role stop me from doing the job that I've been entrusted to get done.
This year, the Reno Aces took some steps towards inclusion and introduced Los Corazones de Reno for La Copa de Diversión. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
The genesis of Copa de la Diversión is from minor league baseball. For 3 seasons, they've asked for minor league baseball teams to play as another name to celebrate the culture and inclusion of the Hispanic demographic in their area. We absolutely saw the Latino culture participate in Los Corazones nights and then on other nights too. Those aren't the only nights that we want to invite that community to our games. The idea is that we show them the ballpark is open for everybody in Northern Nevada. And Los Corazones was a really warm handshake. Baseball hasn't been the most popular sport for Latinos to attend in America, although in some Latino countries, baseball is a religion. So we're looking forward to continuing to engage that part of our community for years to come.
And so you touched on it a little bit, but how important are immigrant players to not only, you know, baseball in general, but for our local team?
Yeah, they're incredible. Yasmani Tomas from Cuba is one of our best players. He's on a contract with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's played in Reno for the last 2 years. He won the AAA home run derby at the All-Star game. He was an All-Star this season. He and his family live here every summer. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, our affiliate, they have a baseball development school in the Dominican Republic. So we've had a lot of Dominican guys come through the system, and it's so important for us to have a chance to highlight those players.
Before we wrap up, let's talk about some season highlights.
Absolutely. So you can never count us out. I think that's been the theme of this entire year. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were last in the Pacific Northern Division. Now we're in second place. We are 8 games behind Sacramento, so it's going to take a baseball miracle to make it to first and get into the playoffs. But what a comeback we've had the second half of the season. We have set all sorts of records. Before the All-Star break, we had hit We had matched our home run number of the entire season from last year. So our bats have just been on fire. It's really been a season filled with those little moments of success on the field, success off the field, providing opportunities for people to make memories in a way that I believe only a AAA baseball team can do.
That was Emily Jansen, the Reno Aces general manager. For KUNR News, I'm Stephanie Serrano.